Okay. Okay, we are on Tesma Beis. Today's daf is daf Yud. We are up to the two dots on Tesma Beis. The Mishnah had said on Tesma Aleph that there was a machlokas between Bisham and Beis Hillel. Basically, the rest of the perek, we're going to have a number of arguments between Bisham and Beis Hillel. A number of them will be referred to on today's daf. Okay. And on the Testament Aleph, the Mishnah said yesterday in Machlokas, Beishame says you're not allowed to carry a sulam, mishovach l'shovach, you're not allowed to carry this ladder from one shovach to another shovach, and the Gemara seemed to say that the problem was a marasayin problem, because people are going to think that you're going to fix your roof. And Basila says, don't worry about it, it's not a problem, because people will realize, based on the type of ladder that you're carrying. But Beis Shammai's second half of the statement, now we're going to talk about that. So Beis Shammai says, you can't carry the ladder from a shovach to a shovach, from one coop to another coop, but you're allowed to lean it from one window to another window within the same coop. That's what the Mishnah has said. Mateo michalon lachalon. So now the Gemara says, Ava Mateo michalon lachalon, Alma, says the Gemara, Tassim Abeis, Gabi Simchas Yantif, Beis Shammai lachomer, Beis Hillel kula. What do you see from this Mishnah? That Beis Shammai is lachomra. He doesn't allow you to carry it, then you have to lean it to Beis Hillel lakula. And Beis Hillel says lakula. That's, you know, you're allowed to. V'raminhi, and we're about to ask a question. The Gemara says, what about the first Mishnah that we had? Hashokhi chai vof b'yantif. Beis Shammai yomim yakvar b'dechav yechasa. Beis Hillel omim lo yishchot elam kina yelo ofer muchad mivod yom. The Mishnah we had about Dav Beis. We said those three instances where Beis Hillel is machmer, Beis Shammai is mekel. But you see that there's an issue in Simchas Yantif, related to Simchas Yantif, where they have opposite shitas. Our Mishnah, Beis Shammai is l'chumra, Beis Hillel is l'kula. And in the first Mishnah, Beis Hillel is l'chumra, and Beis Shammai is l'kula. So isn't that a problem? And the Gemara is going to ask, I think, five questions from all the Mishnahis in this parak. Don't you see, right, the first Mishnah, Beis Shammai is l'kula, Beis Hillel is l'chumra. And the rest of the parak, the opposite. Beis Hillel is always l'kula, Beis Shammai is l'chumra. And the Gemara is going to ask five separate questions from all the Mishnahis. Isn't it a stira? Meaning, aren't all the issues one big lump issue, and you can ask a stira from one to the other? And the Gemara is going to answer each time, no. Maybe there's a different reason in each Mishnah why they said what they said. So don't compare them. But the Gemara is going to ask the same exact question until we get to the next Mishnah. Five times in a row, the Gemara is going to ask, isn't it a stira? But just one ha'ara before that, and that is, the Dibur HaMaskel, so to speak, of this piece of Gemara is Mateo Michalon Lechalon. Right, you lean it from one window to another window. You know, the Behuda, that Tzlach asks, isn't the Diyuk from the first part of Beis Shammai's statement, the fact that he's Machmir, he says you can't carry the ladder. And then Beis Hillel says you can't carry the ladder. But then he says you're allowed to lean it. But isn't the Diyuk of that he's Lechomer from the first part of his statement? So why does the Gemara wait to make this statement of on Abel Mateo Michalon Lechalon? If the Gemara says, Alma, you see, why do you have to wait for the last line of Beis Shammai to see it? The last line of Beis Shammai says what you're allowed to do. So it says the Tzlach, no, I would have said otherwise. He says, Imke kasha lama rasham kan hapiska al sof divrei Beis Shammai. The Amar Aval Mateo. I don't know exactly. I have to ask a scholar. The Dibur HaMaskel, the pieces in the Gemara, are they from Ravina and Ravashi also? Or are they a later Hosafa? But either way, the Tzach is assuming whoever put it in earlier in history, why is this comment of the Gemara, this whole discussion, based on the last part of Beis Shammai, of Mateu, why is it not on the first part? So he says, Anir Leni is Daiti, he says, maybe as follows. Because if you would only have part one of the Machlokas, if the Gemara, Mishnah would have only said, Machlokas, can you carry the Shovach on Shabbos or not? Maybe you could have said that the Machlokas has nothing to do with Simchas Yantif. Maybe the Machlokas would have to do whether Tseida on Yantif is Asur to Araisa or not. And the Machlokas would have been, explains the Tzlach, that according to Beis Shammai, Seida would be Aser Mida Oraisa on Yantif, and therefore if people see you carry the ladder, even if it's a Shovach ladder, people will think you're going to catch a bird up by the Shovach, which is not yours, and you come to violate Seida, and therefore there will be a Gzera of a Chshad of Maris Ayin, because of a daraisa. Mashenkin Beis Hillel would say, no, Tzeid is not also daraisa on Yadav, it's also Drabanan, maybe part of Heter Ocha Nefesh, and therefore, it wouldn't be also daraisa, therefore you wouldn't have the Chshash. So if you would have only had part one of the Machlokas about the Halacha, you wouldn't know it was anything to do with Simchas Yatif, you would just think it's a Chshash about Tzeida. But once you have the last line of Beis Shammai, that where Beis Shammai allows you to lean it from one window to another window, so if it would be a Tzeida issue, so then that would also be Aser. If the issue would be at Seida, because maybe if you're leaning into a new window, maybe you're trying to catch a different bird over there. So it says the Tzlach, that's why the Gemara has to quote this last line of Beis Shammai. That's why that is quoted, and that's why the Gemara has this whole comment, the discussion on that last line. Because that's what tips us off, that it's a Simchas Yantif Machlokas, and it's not a Seida Machlokas. Okay, that was the comment of the Tzlach on the Dibur HaMaschal of the Gemara. Okay, so back to the question. The Gemara asked, how is it in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel is the Kula and Beis Shammai is the Chumrah, while in the first Mishnah it's the opposite? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan is going to do five times over the next couple of lines, Mechlevet Hashita, okay, you're right, we're stuck. Rabbi Yochanan accepts the Yakasha each time that it is all the same issue of Simchas Yantif, and therefore he says you have to switch around one of the Shitos. One of the Shitas, Rashi says, Machlokes, which one do you switch around? Rashi and Tosfos. Just Rashi. Rashi here says that you switch our Mishnah. So it's our Mishnah that Beis Hillel is Lachumra again. Mimai, says the Gemara, why do you have to do that? Dilma, maybe you can't compare the cases of the two Mishnahs. Now, when does Beis Shammai, why does he makel in our Mishnah? That's only because there is a specific reason to be makel, and that is you have a deker notz. You have a shovel that is already inserted into the ground, and therefore it's not a problem. It's not a problem of what? Not a problem of what? So Rashi says, what? So Rashi says, hechad deker notz, te'ikitzak rebes chafira. So Rashi says there's no problem if you have a dekanot of chafira, of digging, of charisha. That's why there's no problem. And that's the only reason why he would allow it. But in other cases, you know, there would be an issue. The Shovach case, he is worried. Here he solves the problem because you have the shovel that is inserted. And even if it's soft dirt, still they wouldn't allow it because it would still be a problem. The Rashba does not like this Rashi. The Rashba quotes Rashi and says, "Veinu mechuvar," because even if you have deker notz, even if you have a shovel inserted, when you take the shovel out, you still make it a hole. So why would he say it's blanket heter? It's just because you have the shovel inserted. So he thinks the issue is, which was alluded to earlier in the Gemara, also on Shabbos' daf, it's an issue of muchan. The issue of having offer muchan mib od yom. Elachi pirusha deika deker notz havilei hachana. Avaleka deker notz lo havi hachana. So the Rashi says it's a hachana issue. So it's a machlokas Rashi and the Rashba here. How do you read this line of the Gemara? Beis Shammai says it's not a problem with the shovel inserted. Why? And therefore it's not the problem of charisha or muksa. Rashi versus Rashba.
You want the dirt.
Right. You want the. Okay. So you have to relate it back to how to read that Gemara. So we have to fit it in. How does the Rashba read that Gemara from Shabbos? Okay. Remez chafir, but he doesn't say muksa. Okay, what does chafir mean? I mean, that's the gzera of, or the, even though it might not be directly, it might be a blakash nesuch lagufa, might be the regular charisha wouldn't be applying here, so still it smacks of, and that would be a reason to aser. This thing is aser. That would be a reason why Beis Shammai would put it in the world of iser. Kamash v'lan, that's why don't try to ask a stira from the two mishnayos one to the other. What? So we're going to get to that's this is Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Shammai says you do need a Ma'aseh B'Yadayim, and this is Beis Shammai that you would need it there. The Inami or the Mishnah Gemara continues. Maybe Beis Hillel, it's not that he has a blanket Shita about Kula or Chumra. Over here he's Mekel because the ladder is Mochiach on itself, and this is the type of ladder that you don't go fix your roof with. Aval Hasam Lo, and therefore, but there there's no reason Lahatzer, and therefore that's why he would be Machmer there. Okay, so the Gemara said, don't ask me kasha from Mishnah Daf Beis to Mishnah Daf Tes, because they're different issues. Eli kasha ha kasha. But the Gemara says, this is number two. We're going to ask five times. We're going to ask the first Mishnah in the Masechta versus five Mishnahis in this Perek. Right? The first Mishnah, Beis Shammai is Lekula and Beis Hillel is Lechumra, and the other five, it's the opposite. So the Gemara is going to ask five questions. Isn't it a stira? And then answer each issue. Each Mishnah has a separate issue. So this is number two. Eli kasha ha kasha. Four lines from the bottom. Beis Shammai omrim, next Mishnah, lo yitol imkeni aneam ibod yom. If you want to go and take a chick out of your chicken coop on Yantif, you have to go in before Yantif and move the chicken physically. That is the hachana that is required. It might be a dayim. You have to move the chicken for whatever reason, as we'll get to in the Gemara later on in the daf. Beis Hillel omer, Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to move it. Omer v'omer, zev v'zeh ani notel. Beis Hillel says, no, all you have to do is designate bepeh. So I'm going to take those. Those chickens are the chickens that I'm going to use tomorrow. Alma, so what do you see again from that Mishnah? Is it at all one big issue that Mishnah has Beis Shammai as a Chumra, Beis Hillel as a Kula? Isn't that an issue, a steer to our first Mishnah? So the Gemara says, V'ramini, Yashokhi Chayiv, Ope Yantif, .. Isn't that a stira? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, V'chlev Adashita. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right. Right, Rabbi Yochanan assumes all these cases are the same, and therefore it's a problem. Vidilma, but says the Gemara, no, Lohi. Again, the Gemara is Mechalik. Maybe you can't put all the Mishnayos together. In the first Mishnah, the only reason Beis Shammai is Mekel is because you have Dekar Notz. It solves whatever problem, as we just mentioned. And that, but over here, you don't have that reason, Lahakel, so therefore it would be Machmir. Inami on the other side. The only reason Beis Hillel says here that he is Mako, and it's enough to designate Bipeh, it's enough to designate with your mouth, you don't have to do an act, Ela Kiva Demuksahu, Ba'omed V'omer Zevezani No Tel Sagi. Because Beis Hillel holds, you don't have to do an act to designate. All you have to do is to say something. That's enough to get over the problem of muksa. Say, I'm going to use that. What, if you're going to use a dvar muksa on Shabbos, you have to always move it? No, you don't have to always move it. If you have in mind, especially even if you say something, that should be enough. So that's why Beis Hillel says it's enough to go and say which birds you're going to use. Aval hasamlo. But over there, it is... You don't have such a reasonable heter, and that's why in the first Mishnah, he is Machmir. Again, don't compare the Mishnais. Number three, so we're going to get a preview of all the next, a couple of Mishnais of the Perek, today's Amud. El Ikasha HaKashaf, third try of Estira to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Beishamay Omrim, this Mishnah is on Daf Yudalef, tomorrow's. Beishamay Omrim, Ein Notlin Es HaEli, L'Katsev Olav Basar. Olav Basar. There's an Eli is a pestle. It's a big board, a board that used to chop meat on. So Beis Shammai said you're not allowed to move it on Yantif to cut meat, chop meat on. Why not? So that's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara. It's a machlokas Rishonim. Rashi here alludes to the shita that he believes in. First skinny line, Bahave Malachto Leisser. Rashi assumes that an Eli is a klisha Malachto Leisser. And therefore, we usually know that a klisha Malachto Leisser, we mentioned this on Daf Gimel earlier, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalin, where we spoke about moving muksa once it's in your hand. So Tosfos earlier on Daf, what is that, Gimel Beis? Gimel Beis on top. Tosfos said that once you have muksa in your hand, you're allowed to move it to wherever you want. The Gemara said that within Rabbi Yitzchak, who we don't paskin like, but then Tosfos says, and from here we know, what do we do hold? A klisha Malachto Leisser, something that is not inherently muksa, but it's just a kli that is usually used for an isser, a pen, a stapler, a scissors, any of those types of kalim. The halacha is, we paskin that you're allowed to move them, l'sarach gufo, if you want to use it for a mutter purpose, you want to use a stapler for a paperweight, you want to use a scissors to cut your chicken, you want to use, right, that's l'sarach gufo, or l'sarach makomo. You need to spot where it is. You left some pens on the dining room table, and you want to set up the dining room table, so yeah, you're allowed to take the pen off. Tosfos said, once it's in your hands, you're allowed to move it to wherever you want. That's l'sarach gufo, l'sarach makomo. So according to Rashi, that's the machlokas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai does now not allow you to move the Eli because it's a klisha Malachto Leisser, and he does not believe in the heterim, at least in this case, of l'sarach gufo, l'sarach makomo. Beis Hillel matirin, and Beis Hillel allows you. So alma gabi simchas yad, Beis Shammai l'chor, Beis Hillel kula. So again, Gemara tries to ask Astira that there Beis Hillel is l'kula and Beis Shammai is l'chumra. V'ramini, and what about the first Mishnah? Hashokhi chayva of Beis Shammai v'chulu. Right, again, Beis Shammai is mekel in the first Mishnah, and Beis Hillel is machmir. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan for the third time. Mochlevis Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan is throwing up his hands a lot today. What can you do? You have to change the opinions. Mimai, and the Gemara says again, why do you have to do that? Each Mishnah, again, has a specific issue. Dilmalohi, adkan lo ka'amri Beis Shammai hasam, elaheicha d'ikar dekar notes. When does Beis Shammai say in the first Mishnah that you can be mekel if you have a shovel inserted already? Avaleicha d'ikar dekar notes, lo, as we said, inami, adkan lo ka'amri Beis Hillel ohacha, ela d'ika toras kli olav. Beis Hillel is mekel here because it's a kli. It's a kli shemach tol iser, according to Rashi, but it's still a kli, it's still a toras kli. And therefore, it's not muksa, and therefore it's not a problem. Not in machlok, you're not machlok, you're not simchas yantif. Aval hasam lo, but in the first Mishnah you don't have that, and that's why he's machmer. By the way, I didn't mention Tosfos Hashita. Tosfos Hashita, you can already peek on Daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos holds that an Eli is a muksa machmas cheser and kiss, where it's a different type of muksa. That's more serious. Then the chiddush is going to be, why does Beis Hillel allow you to use it, to move it? Because usually we paskin, if you have a davar that's a cheser and kiss muksa, that's one of the more chummer types of muksas. Many types of muksas, that's the more chummer type of muksa. Your wallet, for example, might be muksa machmas cheser and kiss. A fancy camera might be cheser and kiss. You can't move that l'sarach gufo, l'sarach makomo. Maybe you can do tilta ben atzan. Maybe you can move it in a unusual way, in an indirect way. A shaver might be muksa machmas cheser and kiss. if it's a fancy shaver. Maybe it's a klishim adal iser. But again, let's say you left it on your bed, right? You're in a rush on Erev Shabbat, you left it on your bed. So what do you do? So do you have to do the pick up the blanket trick and let it fall down, or can you pick it up directly? So it might depend. If it's a klishim adal iser, it's a makomo, you don't want to go to sleep. Chesron kiss, you can't. But again, that is, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. That's a tomorrow's daf, Machlokas Rashi Tosis, based on the Gemara, what type of mukso we are talking about. But if it's Chesron Kiss, then Tosis is going to have to read our Gemara differently. Then Beis Shammai here, with all the Chesron Kiss, you can't move. And Beis Hillel is having a special heter that you can use. Okay, but that is number three try of Stira and answer. Now we're up to the first wide line. Yeah. What was the kind? You wait. Okay. Ela ikasha hakasha, says the Gemara. Maybe this is the problem. The following Mishnah, the next Mishnah on, also on Daf Yud Aleph, also on tomorrow. Beis Shammai omrim einosen es ha'or lefnei hadursan. If you shechted an animal on Yantif, you're allowed to do, and you're going to eat the animal, so you skin it. Mafshit. Mafshit is one of the malachas, but you have to do mafshit in order to get to the, to do the shechita, to get to the meat. So that must be one of the malachas that you're allowed to do. Mafshit. What do you do after hafshata? If you look in the malachas list on in Shabbos, what do you do with the hide? If you want to make it into leather, if you want to use it, so you're ma'abed, you tan it. Tanning is one of the malachas, just know the word tanning. What's tanning? Tanning means you process the leather somehow in order to make it hot, and process the hide in order to make it leather. You soak it in heavy assault mixture, but what you also do is to trample it and you beat it down. So says Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to put the skin in front of the, like put it in the middle of the street on Yantif to get it trampled, because Beis Shammai says you can't even lo yag bihenu. You're not even lift it up because it's muksa. El imki yish olav kizayis batzar. Unless it has a little piece of meat on it that would make the skin bottle to the meat, and therefore it would be okay. But Beis Shammai says you can't touch it. Or Beis Hillel says no, you can put it there. You can put it in front of the people. It's not directly. You're not soaking it. It's not so nikar. But Beis Hillel says that's allowed. So again, Alma Gabi Simchas Yad Beis Shammai Lachumer Beis Hillel Kula. You see, it goes in that direction. Isn't that a stira? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. What's the Simchas Yantif? So in each case, the Rishonim discuss what exactly is the Simchas Yantif. The Gemara assumes that the Heter here is based on Simchas Yantif, because you are getting it ma'ubad, you are getting it trampled upon according to Beis Hillel. Why are you allowed to do that? Doesn't it smack of ibud, which is not needed l'tzorach ochel nefesh? It's not tzorach ochel nefesh. You don't have to use this. You don't have this hide. It doesn't have to do with the food. You just leave it there. So why does he allow you to do it? It must be Mishum Simchas Yantif. And maybe if you wouldn't allow him to do it, he wouldn't have shechted in the first place, as we're going to get to. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mechlev the Shita, again, switch around. Mimai, the Gemara says, no. Tilmalo, he akal lukam Rabbi Shammai Hasam Eli, he chedikar dekarnotz, v'lechad dekar dekarnotz, lo. Again, Rabbi Shammai only allows you in the first Mishnah because you have dekarnotz. Inami, or Beis Hillel. Akal lukam Rabbi Shammai Hacha, el dechazgi lemizga alayhu. No, the only reason Beis Hillel allows you to do it here, it's not muksa. You could sit on this. You could use this as a rug. So it's not muksa. So you're putting it down in the street. But so what? It's not muksa. It's a kli. Aval hasamo. But over there, the first mishnah, you wouldn't have a reason lahetter. The Pnei Yeshua just points out, what was the havamina? Don't we know he's chazi lemizgal ayu? So he says, people don't usually sit on these things. Chazi lemizgal deyatcha. What, right after you skin an animal, you sit on this? No, you usually process it a little bit. It's still not so nice. It's very thin. So he said it's not normal, not regular, and usual to sit on it, and that's why the Havamina was that it's only Royal Ishtamish Ed Neatchak, so you needed Simchas Yantif. Kamash Malah, no. In all these cases, as we've spoken about, in all these cases, there's a reason to Lahatir separate from Simchas Yantif. Ella, the last one. Ella Ikasha Hakasha, the last try. Beis Shammai Omrim, again, asking for the Mishnah to the Mishnah on the next daf. Beis Shammai Omrim, a Masakhna Satrisim Beyantif. In the olden days, the days of the Mishnah, they used to have stores, and they used to sell their wares from the stores. But how do you open the store? So the window of the store, how do you open the store? Imagine a shuk, a marketplace. So there's a big board that closes up the front of the marketplace, and when you want to open up the store, you take off that big board, you lie the big board down in front of the store, and you put your wares on that board. That's how things worked in the days of the shuk, in the days of the Mishnah. So says Beis Shammai, and Rashi even adds there, we're going to see tomorrow also, that they even did this on Yantif. And they just said, you know, they didn't take care of we had this at the end of Zecha Shabbos, when are you allowed to do things like this on Shabbos? They didn't speak about price, they didn't write anything down. You know, there wasn't Mekach u'Bemkar, it was more of a Matana, Sarach Yantif. So the stores were open somewhat for some, right? They have Sarach Yantif on Yantif. That's what they did. Again, people didn't have refrigerators. Maybe the store had a better refrigeration system, so they didn't want to buy it before Yontif. Let's say it was a three-day Yontif, so they ran out of stuff. Either way, so that's the case. So Beis Shammai says, a mislachanos hachrisim Yontif. You're not allowed to take these boards down on Yontif. You should take it out before Yontif. You can't take them down on Yontif. Beis Hillel matir and af lahachzir. Beis Hillel not only allows you to take them down, you can even put them back up after you finish. We're going to get to what the basis for that is. Also more tomorrow. So again, Stira, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do something here with Lachumra and Beis Hillel is Mekel. Isn't that against our first Mishnah? So again, the Gemara says, Bishlama, so here Rabbi Yochanan does not say, Vuchlevis Hashita. Here he does not say that. It's the only time. Bishlama, Beis Shammai lo kasha. Beis Shammai, I understand. Hasadika dekanos, hachalecha dekanos. So Beis Shammai, give the same answer. Ela Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel kasha. What's the reason for Beis Hillel? I'm sorry, he does. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Muchlevis Hashita. So he does say, yeah, switch around the Shitas. He's Lishitaso five times. And now the Gemara said, no, Dilmalohi, Adkal, Kama Beis Hillel, Hacha, Elam, Shibdeim, Bidyan, Bekalim, Vesir, Bekalim. No, something we'll talk again more about tomorrow, Bezalel Hashem, but Beis Hillel says, over there, the reason I allow it is because there's no Binyan, Vestira, Bekalim. Meaning, on a Daraisa level, Binyan is only by a Dover Mechubar. The Malachas of Bona and Soser only apply to Karka, or it's Rama Mechubarim Lekarka, but not by Kalim. We discussed this a little bit in Masechah Shabbos, we discussed last year, on Tuesday nights, whether this is a total blanket heter, like Rashi seems to say, or whether there are limitations, like Tosfos seems to say. Maybe we'll talk more about it in the future. But Beis Shammai says that's the only reason why I would allow you to do it. Because fundamentally, you're not in the world of Daraises. Maybe you're not even in the world of the Rabbanans of Binyan Vestira. Aval Hasamlo, but in the first Mishnah, you don't have such a heter, and therefore, it would be a problem. Okay, so in all these cases, this whole Amud of Gemara, the Havamin is all war, isn't this all one big issue of Simchas Yontif? So you could ask a Stira, Kamash Balan, each Mishnah has its own discussion and its own reasons, Laheter or Lahachmir.
But all this is to conclude that the Shita should be inverted.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan keeps switching the Shitas. So which one, so according to Rashi says at the beginning, he switches the Shita here. So does that mean he switches all the Mishnahs to conform to the first Mishnah? That's what Rashi seems to say. Look at the bottom Tosfos on the previous Amud, Tosfos argues. He thinks he should switch the first Mishnah. Then you get to the problem of why that Machlokas is there with the other two arguments. Yeah.
But then going to ask that, then this is one of the places where Beis Hillel is Momachor, is that on the list?
Right, because this is not, the Gemara does not ask, this is one of the, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, he says, you switch this, you know, isn't this on the list? Unless Rashi would answer that this is on the list. It's just a continuation of the first three. So it is on the list in Mishnayis. You don't, there's no Gemara in between. Okay, next Mishnah. So we know all the next five Mishnayis we already know, because we just spoke about them on this Amud. So Beis Shammai Yomrim, Lo Yitol Elam Keini Anem Bevod Yom. So Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to take a chick out of your chicken coop on Yontif, unless you moved it, you did an action from before Yontif. You can't move it unless you did something before Yontif. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Omeid VaOmer Zev Zani Notel. Beis Hillel says, no, on Erev Yontif, you could just say, I'm going to take these tomorrow. The Slach points out here that the language of the Mishnah is telling me a Chiddush in Beis Shammai and in Beis Hillel. Because why does the Mishnah focus in Beis Shammai? He says, it focuses on Yontif. You can't move it on Yontif unless you did something yesterday. And the language of Beis Hillel, what is Beis Hillel saying? Before Yontif, say the following. So it's a little not parallel. Beis Shammai is talking about Yontif, you can't move it. Beis Hillel is talking about before Yontif, all you got to do is say something. That's the language of the Mishnah. So why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi formulate it like that? So it says that Slach, the reason is to tell you a Chiddush in each one. The Chiddush in Beis Shammai is, if you didn't move it before Yontif, then I'm not going to allow you to touch it on Yontif, even though this is going to be a Miniyah from Simchas Yontif, even though you're not going to have chicken. You're not going to have something to eat on Yontif. You're going to have other food. Still, Beis Shammai says it's ma'akev. If you didn't do it beforehand, so then you can't do it. That's why the emphasis of the Mishnah is lo yitol. You can't touch it on Yontif unless you would have moved it before Yontif. How does moving it before Yontif help? We'll get to a little more of that in the Gemara. But what about Beis Hillel? The Chiddush of Beis Hillel is, it's before Yontif. You know, I could just tell you very well to go move it. Beis Hillel says, no, that's the Chiddush of Beis Hillel. You don't have to move it before Yontif. Just say something. Designation bepez enough. So the little allusion to the Chiddush of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel says that Tzlach is in the way that their shitas are formulated. Beis Shammai on Yontif. On Yontif, it's still a problem if you didn't. Beis Hillel on Erev Yontif, you don't have to go and move it. Amar Chanan Bar Ami, says the Gemara. Machlokes Bebrecha Rishona. The machlokes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is by the Brecha Rishona, the first chicks that were laid, but you go, you're going to go into this the chicken coop to get some chicken. I think the official name is a brood, right? The first brood. The Rashi explains here that they lay every cup every month or so. The doves have lay eggs, and the machlokas between Meshama and Beisil here is only by the first ones that are laid. Why? Because those two, many times, people leave to be with the mother. The mother can't handle having all the chicks taken away from her. So the first ones laid, you know, those you keep with the mother. And the ones after that, those are the ones that are taken to eat. So machlokas, Rechav Rishon, and the machlokas between them is only by the first group. Why? That's where the Beis Shammai Savri Gazrin Demasi Lamuchay. Beis Shammai is worried that what's going to happen? You're going to go Yontif morning. You're going to pick these chickens up, and you're going to say, you know, oh, I feel bad. I don't want to take this away. You're going to pick it up and then put it back. Meaning, and you're going to be betalto muksa shalol tzarech. That's the problem. So if you touched it before Yontif, you've already designated it, so you're not going to change your mind. You've already showed that you're not going to have rachmanis on this chick. But if you only go there on Yontif morning for the first time, not having touched it yesterday, says Beis Shammai, in this first group of chicken, there's a worry that you're going to change your mind. Ubeisilo says, no, you don't have to worry about it. Beisilo says, you're going to go there. As long as you say it pepe yesterday, it's okay. But in the second group of chickens or further, no problem. Even Beis Shammai would agree you only have to designate pepe. Ubeis Hillel, let's talk a little bit about Beis Hillel Shita. Lomeli Lamer Zevazani Notel. Why does Beis Hillel say specifically that what do you have to say Bepeh? He was the more Megal Shita, right? He says all you have to say is designated Bepeh. But he does say you have to say, I want this one and that one. Ask the Gemara, Lema Mikanani Notel Lamachar. Why can't he just say, you know, I'm going to take one of those chickens tomorrow? Why does he have to say, I'm going to take that one and that one? Why does he have to be so specific? Is it because he does not hold a brera? Our fun old topic. A brera, that, again, a later act, can you say it clarifies an earlier time in history? And therefore, does Beis Hillel hold that tomorrow when you pick your chicks, right, that will be mevarer lemafreya, that these are the ones that you designated yesterday? So are we to assume that he does not hold of that principle? And therefore, when you pick your chicks yesterday, you cannot say that those were the ones that were designated the day before and they were not mezuman? So is that why Beis Hillel does not hold a brera? But that's a problem because we see in the following Mishnah he does hold a brera. V'yatnan, the Mishnah says, very important topic, which we'll discuss a lot by the Rishonim and the Achronim. Hameis babayis velo psachem harbe. Let's say you have a mace, you have a corpse in a house, and there are six doors to get out of the house. Kulan temeim. Let's say there are kalim underneath the doorways. So underneath the house, that's tumas ohel. So that's in under the roof itself. But let's say there are doorways that are separate, has a separate lintel, a separate threshold, and there are kalim underneath those doorways. Are the doorways also tamei? That's this sugya called Sof Tumalatzes. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if all of the doors are closed, or all of the doors are open, meaning there's no adifus, there's no hecker that you're going to take the mace out of one door more than the other door, then all the doors are tameh. Because all the doors might be the one that the mace goes out of, and, you know, Sof Tumalatzes, that is a din, a chiddush in Hilchas Tuma, that the door that the mace will go out of is tameh as well. Sof Tumalatzes. But, says the Mishnah, we'll get to some of the lumdis in a minute. Niftach echan mehen, but the second that one of the doors is opened, and now you can foresee which door this mace is going to go out of, hu tameh v'kulan tahorin. So then now only that door is tameh, and all the other doors are tahar. Is that going backwards or forwards? We'll see in a second. Chashav lahotzio be'echan mehen. What if you just thought about you're going to open one of them? You didn't actually open one of the doors, but you thought about opening one of the doors. O b'chalon sheish bar 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 bar, or you opened up a window that was large enough to get a mace out of the window. Matzal zakol zakham kulam. Even just thinking about it is good enough, says the Mishnah. But when do you have to think about it? Beis Shammai says, no, you have to think about it before the person dies. If the person died and then you think about it, then machshava is not going to help. Everything's going to be tameh until you do an act of opening. Ubeis Hillel omrim, no, af mi sheyamas hameis. Beis Hillel says, no, even after the mace, even after the person dies, and then you think about it, so then it still works. And the havamin of the Gemara is, what is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? The machlokas is, Rashi explains it on the fifth wide line, is what about the kalim that have been there, that were put there between the misa and the machshava? Our Havamina is that according to Beis Hillel, it's working backwards. That when you think about it after the person dies, so then you go L'mafreya, that from the moment the person dies, all the other doorways are Tahar. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. Therefore you see, he does hold a Breira. He does hold the Breira. Beis Shammai says, no, you go, it doesn't work until you do an act. And Beis Hillel is saying, no, once you think about it, it goes back to the Shas HaMisa. Even after Shas HaMisa, it works. Machshava only. Machshava only. Doesn't say we're not being machalic. It's machshava versus maisa. But even a machshava, this is.
You have two sons and one is.
So the post can discuss. What about if it has to be the Gadol HaBayis? I forgot who speaks about it. Somebody speaks. It has to be the Gadol HaBayis who's the one that decides. But what do you see from here? You see from here that Beis Shammai does hold a Breira. So we're back to the question. If he does hold a Breira, so why in our Mishnah can he not just say, you know, I'll take one of those chicks? Why does he have to designate? Says the Gemara, no, there's no raya from here. Ha itzmar Allah amar Rabba. Beis Hillel never said anything's going backwards. Letaras of zacha mikana lahaba. No, the machlokas is if you have a machshava after the person dies. Do you say from now on the other doorways are tahar? Beis Shammai doesn't even agree to that. Beis Shammai says if you have a machshava after misa, so then even from here on in they're still tameh until you do an act. And Beis Hillel says no, from here going forward they are tahar. But nobody says it goes backwards. So therefore, Beis Hillel does hold Ein Breira. And if he holds of Ein Breira, so then that's why he has to designate specifically in our Mishnah. So that is why we said what we, that's why we worked out Beis Hillel. Okay, two ha'aras on this sugya of Softa Malatzes. And that is Rashi here on the second wide line. Rashi says, middle of the line, She gazru chachamim tuma al makam shehu derach yitzias ha'tuma shesofa latzes derach sham. So Gzeira Drabanan. And the Rav Ranchberg points out that this seems to be against the Gemara later on. One of Lamed Ches seems to say that this is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Din Daraisa. And Rashi there himself says Din Daraisa. That's why he has the steerer here. How do you work out Rashi? He quotes, look at the Tosas Yantav, look at the Pnei Yoshua. Again, everybody tries to answer up this Rashi. Rashi says it's a Drabanan, but isn't it a Daraisa? So you have to have something. How can it be both? One Kasha. Another Kasha, Tosfos asks, this whole idea of sof to malatzes. If you hold yesh breira, then what's the whole din? If you hold yesh breira, that you always say that a later act is mavar the earlier, so the din doesn't get off the ground. Sof to malatzes, everything's tame if they're all equal. The whole din doesn't get off the ground because you always say that only the thing that was originally supposed to be opened is opened. So Tosfos says, what's the case? So Tosfos has to come up with a new kimta. No, but yesh lomar. No, but if you make a new door. If you holler out a new door, that's a case where this the din could apply according to the Amar Yesh Breira. That's somewhat difficult. So Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who had another idea to answer up both the Kasha on Rashi and the Kasha on Tosfos. If it's a drabanan, don't you say Yesh Breira? So Rav Soloveitchik said in the issue to define Daraisas and Drabanans, this is a Daraisa, but the application here is Drabanan. In other words, the Gemara later on says it's Daraisa. What does that mean? That eventually it's based on a Daraisa din. It's based on when the Mesa's mom is here, so that's going to be a Daraisa. The extension Darabanan of that din could be Sof to Malatzes. That's what Rashi means here. So Gazru Chachamim, the extension of the Daraisa when the Mesa's actually here. That's what Rashi means by Darabanan. But regarding whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, so then you could call this a Daraisa at root. And a Daraisa, what do we say? Ein Breira, when it comes to Dinim Daraisa. So therefore, Tosas Kasha, according to the Manda Amar, this is a Drabanan context, don't you say Yesh Breira? No. At root, this is a Daraisa with an extension to make it earlier of a Drabanan. That's what he says, how it could be a Drabanan, and the Daraisa answering up the Kasha and Rashi, and also answering up Tosas' question. One other Ha'ara, and then we will move on. That is, Rabbi Akiva Eiger here is bothered by the concept of sof to malatzes. Again, what does it mean? It comes up very halacha l'maisa. Let's say you're in a hospital. In a hospital, you have a mace in the hospital. Cohen can't walk into the hospital. Let's say if it's rove Jews in the hospital, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, could he stand in the doorway? That's the halacha of sof to malatzes. Could he stand if there's a separate entranceway? So we say, what if the mace, that if the corpse is always taken out of the same doorway? Then it helps. Right, because then this is not sof to malatzes. But he makes your ass on the whole din. He says you have 10 doorways. So one of them is going to be the one sof to malatzes. So it's a suffix. And his lashon is, why don't you say this bittel? Bittel occurs. Only one of these is a problem. All the other ones are not a problem. So it's the answer of Reb Kiv Eger, b'pshuto mashma to keep it the misafkina be'ezah pesach yotzienu kol pesach v'pesach hu besafik tuma the shema sof hatuma latzi zerach sham. Isn't this din based on a din of a, like a suffik tuma? It might be this one. So if that's the case, he says lozek kasha imkain yivatlu hakelim elu bekelim shetachas apsachim acherim. Just a bittel. Bittel should work, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, you must say, he doesn't really explain it, but he says, Zula Shenomar, unless you say that really this is not based on the din suffik. Because the motivation of the din, let's say, the Mechayiv is a suffik, you're not sure. But then the Torah or the Rabbanan, whoever it is, were misakein a din vadai tuma on these doorways. But you saw the kiva jeini yodei beiz pesach yosienu havi ki ilu sof tuma latzeis bekulam. It's as if the kulam tameim vadai. It must not be a din of a suffik, or else you might say bittul would work. Vadayin sarachiyin. He doesn't really explain it fully, but that's what he says. But I saw in the Berachas Avram, the great Achronim, recent Achronim, he expands Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, what's the din of sof tuma latzeis? It's not a din of suffik. It's the kol makom she'omid latzeis derech sham yesh lo shem pesach liyitzias hames. Any doorway that might be the doorway that the mace comes out of, right now is labeled as a doorway for the mace. Right now. It's not the din of suffik. That's the chiddush of the din. Sof tuma latzeis. This is a pesach shel mace. Later on, when one of the other doorways opens, doesn't have that status anymore. But it's a vada. It's not a suffik. And therefore, expand on this more. But it's not a din suffik, because if it's a din suffik, you might say certain halachas of bittul might occur, certain halachas of suffik lakula might occur. But that's the din. That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's the Berachas Avraham expands on it. Just so one other ha'ara, and then we'll finish the Tzemach David. It's one of the great Achronim on Rabbi Kiva Eger. He just doesn't know where bittul comes in. What's bittul? Bittul is yeah. Right, exactly. This isn't the what bittul is. If you have an object, you have a kli, you have food, and that could be bittul. He doesn't know if you have a suffix of a din. He doesn't know why that would be considered bittul. That's what he quotes here from the Tzemach David. Okay, I don't want to take time to find it, but he quotes here from the Tzemach David. I want to look for it, but he says this is in a regular case of bittul because this is there's no object here to be mevuta. Okay, let's continue. Right, but that's not, it's the mace's potential to go in. But you're right, you have to give some answer for him. Okay, third to last line. Rava Amar, a different answer. Why you have to specify. Why Beisel has to specify. Even if you'd say he holds Yesh Breira, still he has to say these. Rava Amar, the Olam Mafreya. Really, in the other Mishnah, you could say Beisel is working on Mafreya, and he holds of Yesh Breira. V'hacha hainu taima. Dilma, what's the problem? Why has to say be specific? Dilma metalta v'shavik, metalta v'shavik. V'kam metalta midi delo chazilei. If he doesn't specify, then he might be the same shash, he might change his mind. He doesn't want this bird, he wants that bird. He'll look around for getting a better bird. If he specifies, he'll definitely take the ones that he specified. That's why Beis Hillel requires you to specify. Tell Sagi, and that which we said, that just saying it is enough, you have to do that in an Erev Yontif. You can't just do nothing beforehand and just come on Yontif. Sometimes there will be fat birds and skinny birds. You'll pick one up, you'll say, oh, I didn't want this one. You'll see a better one, even better. Sounds like they look good, and then you pick it up, they're not good. So Beis Hillel says you have to specify before, and if you specify beforehand, you'll definitely take the one that you specified. Because that's the one that's in your head. Inami or Zim the Mishaki Kulu Khusha, maybe you won't find a good one at all. Vishavki Luhu, and you'll leave it. And then you won't have any Simchas Yantiv. You'll just leave it, and you won't take any. So that is why you have to specify, because if you specify, the assumption is that you will choose the one and take the one that you have. There's a discussion here for 30 seconds, and that is big discussion in the postgame. Can you be Yosei Simchas Yantiv with chicken? You have to have meat. So you're not a meat person. You have to have chicken. So some of the Yad of Fry in the beginning of Yoredeya and Siman Aleph, the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this Gemara as a Raya, right? Because it's going as a Raya. Because what is it? It's talking about you're not going to have Simchas Yantif. We're talking about chickens here. Talking about chicken. I'm talking about meat. So he sounds like Simchas Yantif is good enough. Or is this the general Simchas Yantif? Like a lot of things are Simchas Yantif. But he thinks this is maybe a Raya. This is a discussion. If you want to look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Piskei Tshuvos has a big discussion of this, where he quotes many that. Dafka Basar Behema, quotes from the Divrei Chayim, the Sanzer, and the Chavos Yair, and others, the Lekad Yosher, Talmud of the Shumaz Adeshen. Many postgames, they were medactic, dafka, to have meat, not what we call meat. But chicken is not good enough. But he says, but the Yeved, if somebody doesn't like meat as much if he wants it, so then maybe the Eved could be yotze. Rav Sternbach is a little more like Achila. Rav Sternbach in Moedim Uzman in Mechilak Zayin, Mechilak Bavsim in Kufir Aleph, he discusses what Simchas Yantif is. And he talks that Simchas Yantif is subjective. It's subjective. It's about getting Ruchnis and Gashmis all together. It's a beautiful piece here. We don't have time to read it. That's why in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Karbanis. Why was it Karbanis? Because Karbanis is the meeting place between Ruchnis and Gashmis. It's something physical, but used it as a Karban. So he says, that's the point. But he says, Bizman Hazeh, you have to do what's enjoyable. So some people don't like wine. He says, why don't people have wine every day of Chalamoid? It's a day in the Yantar. Shouldn't you have wine? He says, because nowadays we don't drink wine as much. Doesn't do as much for us. So that's what he says, you know, so you have a little bit, you don't have to have as much. And then he relates it also to chicken. Im sameach yosir b'psar of, mitzvah sohi b'psar of, hol v'sameach b'ofan zeh. D'gam b'basar behema, it's not a din per se of basar behema. Ein etzlenu kia mitzvah b'simcha ladina de gemara. Kiven sh'avru yomai me'ashchita, l'chein nirish im sameach b'of tfei, sh'yochal basar of. So have a piece of steak, whatever you enjoy. It's important for Sturmbach to remember on Simin Kuf Yud Alf. Once I had somebody in my house, I was making a big fuss. You know, oh, you have to have meat. Everybody has to have meat. Again, Sturmbach says, whatever you enjoy. Okay, next Mishnah. Zimin Shchorim, this is the only Mishnah that was not quoted on today's earlier daf. Zimin Shchorim, Matzah Levanim, Levanim, Matzah Shchorim. Let's say you did designate before Shabbat, before Yantif, but you designated black ones, and now there are white ones there. Obviously not the ones that you designated, or opposite. Shchorim, Matzah Shlosha, or you designated two, and now there are three. Asurim. In all these three cases, it's Asur, because obviously it's not the ones that you designated. Shlosha, Matzah Shnayim, but if you designated three, and there are two left, Mutarim, that's Mutar, you could assume these two are left from the three that you designated yesterday. If you left them in the coop and you found some chicks in front of the coop, usur, because you assume they came from outside, but if there's only in a certain area, which we'll get to the area tomorrow, in a certain area there's only these chicks, nobody else has chicks around, so how are you limitarni? Can you assume that they are mutter? Pshita, ask the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious if you designated black ones and now there are white ones, or vice versa, that these aren't the ones that you designated in their usur. So Amar Rava, Hacha, Mayaskinan, could go to Zimin Shchorim Luvanim. No. The point is that the case is as follows. You designated black and white ones. Vihishkimu Matzah Shchorim Bubakam Luvanim, Luvanim Matzah Bubakam Shchorim. And you went out and they switched places. And Rashi explains there was a wall in between. So it wasn't easy for them to just toodle over to the other side. They really switched places. So, so you might have said a havamina that they switched. And therefore you did designate them. You could just choose the ones that you designated. Kamash v'la, no. The chiddush is no. Because there's a wall in the middle, what do you have to assume? Hanach azula alma v'hani yachrini ninhu. The ones that you designated really left. And these are new ones, and therefore they're also. Leima Masailo Rabbi Chanina, is this a riot to Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina holds Rov Vekarov Halach Acha Harov. Let's say you have a din, you don't know what the halach is, but Rov is pointing you in one direction, following the majority. Karov, the thing that's close, is pointing you in the other direction. Like here, Rov, the majority of birds in the world, you did not designate. Karov, there are birds next door, in the next coop. So this is Rov Karov, and it says it's Asur. So it sounds like you go after the majority of birds. So does that principle, is this Mishnah a support to him? So Kedam Rabbi Abadav, Achanami Abadav. No, there's no Raya, because our case might be talking about a daf where you have a board sticking out from in front of the coop where birds from Alma, from the world, sit on. So even Karov here, you have birds from outside. It's not that Karov says Leheter here. Karov also says Leheter here, because you have a board sitting in front of you. So therefore, there's no Raya to Rabbi Chanina. It's a big discussion. Rabbi Chanina has a discussion above Abastra. What's Karov? We discussed a few days ago different types of Hachra'a. When we decide a Psak, is that called a Birur? Is that because this is the MS? Like a Rove is usually assumed to be a Birur? Or do we say, no, we don't know what the MS is, but this is what you should do. It's a Hachra'a. So what's Karov? Is Karov a Birur or a Hachra'a? So that's a discussion, because here you see, according to him at least, Rove beats Karov. So Rove is a Birur, so maybe that proves that Karov is just a Hachra'a. Okay, not for now. Shnayim Matzah Shlosha Surim. The Gemara continues that if you designated two birds, now you find three, Aser. Why? Manavshach. Iach rini ninu. If all three of these birds are new, hach rini ninu. So for sure it's Aser. The E, loach rini ninu. And if at least there are two of the birds in this group, are the ones that you designated, ha'ikachat the maribu. Then there's one in here that's mixed up, that's not the one that you designated. And that's going to ruin it for the rest of the group. As Tosas is on top, I, Bitzel Barov. Bitzel Barov. Why do you say Bitzel Barov works? Tosas gives two answers. Number one, a Baalei Chayim are Chashuv, and therefore they're not Batal. Baalei Chayim are Chashivi. As we spoke about, Davar Chashuv is not Batal. Number two, Tosfos says, Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Davar Sheish Lamatirin, as we said earlier in the Masechta, and that's why it's not Batal, because the birds are going to be Mutar tomorrow anyway. Okay, let's do a little more. Shlosha, Matashai Mutarim. What about the other case? The only case that's mutter is if you designated three birds and there are two left. My taima, why do you say it's mutter? Because what do you assume? Hanhi inhu ninu. These two are two of the three that you designated. V'chaminai wazal alma. And one of them left. Lema masizah Rabbi Hivlo Rabbanan. Are we to assume that the Mishnah, which says that if you put a large number of something somewhere, and only part of it is left, so then you could assume that's part, you don't assume that everything changed, but you assume this is shirayim. You assume this is leftovers. Who says that? Is that only Rebbe Shita, not the Rabbanan? Because look at this. The Tanya, the Tosefta says by Maaser Sheni. Hiniach mana umatza masayim. Let's say you have Maaser Sheni money. You have Maaser Sheni fruit. You switch the Kedusha onto money. And you put it in your drawer because you're going to take it up to Yerushalayim next week. And then you go to the drawer, and lo and behold, you had put $100 there, and now you find $200 there. So what happened to my $100 of Maaser Sheni money? So what do you assume happened? So says Rebbe, Chulon of Maaser Sheni Murabin Zebazeh. Different Rebbe. Rebbe says, you know what? You're stuck. Because $100 of this is Maaser Sheni money. And now you have an extra $100? That's Chulon. Because you must have added money there without knowing. And therefore it's a problem. The Chachamim Omer Makol Chulon. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say, whenever you have a different number than what you left there, it must be a totally new group. And therefore it's all Chulon. Don't worry about it. Or the opposite case. Hiniach masayim matza mana. Same svara. If you put $200 there, and now there's only $100. Mana munach mana mutal. Devei Rebbe. Rebbe says, okay, you have $100 left of your Maaser Sheni money. You assume only half of it left. The Chachamim omer makol chulin. And the Chachamim say, no, all of it's chulin. Because if it's not the same number, so then it must have all switched. So at the question mark. So ask the Gemara, are we to assume that our Mishnah, which says, if there are three birds there before Yontif, and now there are two birds, then it's Mutter. You can assume these two birds are left from the three. Are we to assume that this is the basis, this is Rebbe and not the Rabbanan? Because only Rebbe says by Maaser Sheni, if you have some left, so then you could assume that what's left was there beforehand. So where says no, afilu teimer rabbanan. No, even the rabbanan by Maaser Sheni could agree to our Mishnah. Why? Hoyin maralah Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Amar Shavayu Shani gozalos hol basun ladados. No, they both say that chicks are different. Why? Because chicks move. Chicks like tootle around. So therefore, it could very well be the Chachamim would admit that one of the chicks left. But money doesn't move. And therefore, if you don't have the same amount of money, you must have forgotten. But you must have moved the whole package. You must have taken all the money out and put new money there because you have a different number there. So don't compare chicks and money. And it could very well be that the Rabbanan would agree here. Okay, we'll have to stop here because the Gemara's Gesk Akasha was going to continue. We'll stop here by Velam Ali. Right before Velam Ali, we'll stop. But you don't have to assume that way. You could assume that the two that are left are out of the three. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But you're allowed to assume that way. Okay, shkoyach. Tomorrow is the I think it's tomorrow. Hitiru sofa mishum tefilasan. Issue machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe about going back from the hospital on Shabbos. Okay.